In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Sehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Hello, listeners. Be advised that this show is an immersive audio experience. It may seem like sounds are coming from the sides or behind you. Listener discretion is advised, as some content is not suitable for young children. Q-Code presents How to Win Friends and Disappear People, starring Leslie Grace and Sony Bringus. Episode 10, Gaslight, Gatekeep, Girl Boss.
Good morning, USA. Shocking news out of New York this morning is Ted Takahashi, famous tech mogul.
Founder and CEO of Takahashi Technology Group, a cornerstone of the tech world, is found dead in an apparent suicide at 53 years old.
Takahashi was a devout follower of health and wellness influencer Clarissa Mayfield, who is perhaps best known for her orifice candles. He was known to attend Mayfield's annual
I've learned more in my lifetime than history books could ever contain. I know strategy, human psychology, the ills of mankind. There is one thing, however, that no amount of life experience could ever prepare you for. What is that, you ask? Your best friend becoming a serial killer. Former best friend. Familiar, actually. That's all she is. Maybe we were never really friends.
Company employees left speechless by Ted Takahashi's sudden death.
Hey, here for your 2 p.m. acupuncture.
I'm gonna have to cancel.
Hello?
I'm gonna have to cancel.
What's that?
I'm going to have to cancel.
The cancellation policy
I don't care how much, just cancel it.
Are you going out or something?
No.
Well, you sure you want to cancel? You seem like you could use it.
You know what? Fine. Whatever. You're not the same girl as usual.
Jesse's out today. I'm just filling in. Now you can just relax. Oh, I see you've got some tension all through the shoulders. Got a lot on your mind?
You could say that.
Deep breaths. That's right. Let whatever's troubling you come up to the surface.
The thing is, I can't. Because if I let what's troubling me come up to the surface, I won't be able to let it go. It's treacherous. It's disgusting. It's...
Nancy, by the way.
It was in her. Before me. The darkness, right?
Or did I create her? You're okay. You're okay. What happened there? A little pain in that right shoulder?
Can you leave?
Sure. Hour's almost up anyway. I'll head out.
Hi, Dr. Charles. I have a problem.
Hold on. What's that, Linda? Folks, in a stunning revelation, it seems the tech mogul has allegedly confessed to the murder of his employee, Sidney Ferrero. In a note found on scene, tech mogul, Sidney Ferrero.
Oh my gosh. Did you see
the
news?
I am literally shaking right now. I mean, it could be the matcha or maybe the Coke, I guess, but honestly, you know what? I think it's just like shock,
you know? I always knew Ted had something weird going on with Sid.
He was too
positive. Could see it in his eyes.
When someone is that happy, you have to think, what are you hiding?
Damn! So this was like the longest, slowest murder-suicide of all time?
Nancy, how are you holding up?
Gosh, I'm in shock.
I don't believe it. One day, he announces he's investigating Sid's disappearance. The next, he's dead.
Think about it. The whole investigation was a ruse. Genius, actually. It was a test to see how much people knew. And when tips came flooding in, and when he saw how much information we all had, he felt the walls closing in on him.
Poor Ted. I mean, he didn't see a way out. His suicide...
Probable suicide. They're still investigating. The autopsy results are still pending. This whole thing is extremely suspicious.
I saw on Channel 5 that he was found with pill bottles and a note.
Interesting. How you've been in such proximity to both of the tragedies. Always in the background, unseen.
Unseen? It's not like I'm invisible.
But you are. We all know it. No one thinks about you.
Jenna!
People look right past her, which is tragic, or by design. I mean, who goes out for drinks and orders a glass of milk? And those glasses, that bob. It's innocuous, it's mousy, oh, but it is all part of the game. Come on! Sid was last seen in Nancy's apartment building. I saw her talking to Ted in his office yesterday.
Is it now illegal to talk to your boss?
Illegal? No. But is it suspicious, given he ended up dead within hours of that interaction? I'd say so.
Oh, shut up, Jenna!
Sure, she's weird. But just because you're weird doesn't mean you participated in some sort of crazy, like, conspiracy.
I'm simply following the facts.
Yeah. And the facts say that you should go pluck your eyebrows.
Who the hell do
Bye.
You-
Thanks, Paulina.
No big. And honestly, now that Takahashi's gone, at least I'm not going to have to pretend to care about Clarissa Mayfield's blog.
Ew.
Or gut health.
Or veganism. It's true, I did us all a solid. Elle may think I'm in the wrong, but she's never lived in terror under the oppressive thumb of a Ted, or a Sid, or even an Emma.
You know what? I don't care what anyone says. You're cool, Nancy.
Yeah, you're pretty cool, Nancy.
Thanks, guys. That really means a lot.
Hey, guys. Chris from accounting. I just wanted to say a few words about Ted. Ted and I...
Yes, Chris from accounting, go ahead. All of you, go ahead and share your maudlin musings on life. On how you can never really know a person. Your inappropriately timed anecdotes on losing a grandparent. Or better yet, a pet.
After all that we have been through, we aren't a company. We're a
family. Ah, of course. Corporate propaganda disguised as genuine emotion. Well played, Melissa from sales.
Hi, folks. George from HR here. I know this may feel fast, but I wanted to let you all know that the search for a new CEO is underway.
New CEO?
This is a shock, but we need to move forward.
I may be green, but perhaps I can ingratiate myself. Become the folk hero of Takahashi Technology Group. hard times breed great leaders. Isn't that what they say? Jenna, what are you doing? No, stop inching towards the center of the circle. The last thing we need is you filling everyone's heads with your conspiracy theories.
Excuse me. I have something to say. I think we're all jumping to conclusions without reviewing the evidence. I didn't know Ted very well, but the Ted I knew, I'm sorry, he just didn't seem...
Well, nobody seems like the kind of person who would do this. Not me, not you, certainly not Ted. But the fact remains, he did, Jenna. He did do this.
Oh, thank God.
And the truth is, every single one of us wears a mask when we step into this office. Ted just wore his mask better than others.
No, we still don't know that. It is reckless to push forward without the facts.
Jenna, come on.
Seriously,
Jenna?
He was
struggling. We all knew it.
I cannot believe
he killed
this
Sid.
This is so inappropriate.
Hi, everyone. If you don't mind, I'd like to say something. Look, I know this is the hardest thing a lot of us have ever had to deal with, myself included. But I also know that both Ted and Sid would want us to move forward together as a family. I'm gonna try my best, and I hope you all will too. We're gonna get through this together. Now, that wasn't so hard, was it?
Wow, Nancy, that was amazing. Oh my God.
And look at Jenna, publicly humiliated, angry. Maybe she's on to me. Maybe not. Either way, autopsy results will confirm overdose, so does it even matter?
Nancy, that was extremely brave.
Deceiving the entire office? That is brave, Chris from accounting.
Nancy, you're right. We have to keep moving forward here.
Take a look around, Nancy Melendez. 2 months ago, nobody in this office knew your name. And now? Now, nobody can cross you.
In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Rhea Seehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
The power destroyed her. What was innate to me, she tried to replicate, and it ruined her.
What did she try to replicate?
I don't know.
Can you give an example?
Okay. For example, let's say I were a bank robber.
Sure.
Then she would start robbing banks too. But she would be doing it because she wanted to, and I would only do it because I had to. Does that make sense?
What you're saying is, although you two may perform the same actions, which, in the example you gave, are morally reprehensible, because your intent is pure and hers isn't, you're better than Nancy.
Yes.
But you're both doing the same thing.
No. Well, yes, but no, not really. And she was sabotaging my other relationships. My new friend, Kendall, I really see a future in that friendship.
You don't have to get rid of Nancy to keep Kendall.
Get rid of Nancy. Keep Kendall. Oh my God.
Now, if you want to get rid of Nancy, that's up to you.
Get rid of Nancy. Get a new familiar, Kendall.
I do want to get rid of Nancy, but I just have to make sure Kendall's locked in first.
Locked in?
Yeah. How should I do it?
L. You speak in vagaries and metaphors and euphemisms. I was surprised when you reached out, because during your last session, you were so hesitant to say anything even close to the truth that you walked out.
Well, that was different, you know?
You want my advice? Here it is. Be transparent with the people you want in your life. Because it's impossible to move forward in any relationship without honesty.
But that's not possible.
If that's not possible, then I suggest you stop trying to have any meaningful relationships. If you want to lock something in, I recommend you do so with honesty.
Honesty.
I was honest with my mother. Look how well that turned out. And Robert? I tried being honest with him, but what wife wants to tell her husband how desperately she craves human flesh? Huh. Then there's the only person I was ever completely upfront and honest with about everything, from day one to now. But that doesn't matter. It's in the past. Or it will be soon.
Hello? Hello?
Kendall. I'm sorry I didn't come sooner.
Elle? How did you get in here?
The window.
But we're four floors up.
Look, there are things I haven't told you about myself, and I really want to be honest with you.
What? Elle! How are you up there?
I can do things.
Oh my God.
Weird things. Things that aren't normal. Because I'm not normal.
Look, I don't know how you're doing this, but it really isn't fair. I already feel like I'm going crazy. God, I need to take something. Take the edge off.
You're not crazy. The truth is,
Where is it?
A vampire.
I'm in the middle of the worst, most confusing day of my entire life, and you come in here and you... I don't know what it is you want, but...
I want what you have. A normal 20-something existence in New York City with boyfriends and nightclubs.
Normal? You think my life is normal? My dad is dead. And the police are withholding his body as evidence because he did horrible things to that guy Sid, to himself. He'd rather be dead than be my dad. And I don't think I'm gonna make it, Elle. Okay? So whatever this is, okay? If you're like a vampire or...
You don't think you're gonna make it.
I always kinda knew, you know? I always knew there was something wrong about it. But I did nothing. I just kept circling the drain, buying my stupid designer bags with his stupid blood money, and he killed someone. Like, maybe I could have stopped it. Maybe I should have done more about it when I realized that my dad was...
Your dad didn't do any of that, Kendall.
Just stop, okay?
He didn't kill Sid.
What? What do you mean he didn't kill Sid?
I mean, he didn't.
Well... If he didn't kill Sid...
I know you're going through a lot, but I need to ask you something. Will you be my familiar?
Are you serious about Sid? My dad... Did he... you know? Did he kill himself?
No.
I need to be alone right now.
But... The thing is, I need you to say you'll be my familiar. Because I have to keep my current familiar until I get a new one, and she needs to be out of power for all our sake.
You're really a vampire? If it's true, why tell me? We're not even that close.
We're not close?
I barely know anything about you.
Well, that's going to change. I'll tell you anything you want to know, but first, I need you to be my familiar.
Elle.
Will you?
I don't know what to say. Because nothing is making sense right now.
Just think about it.
Elle?
Hello?
Hi. This is Kendall Takahashi. I know I wasn't very receptive earlier when you came by the house, but I've thought about it. And I think you might be onto something.
Hey, has anyone seen Jenna?
I don't think she came in today.
Wait, since our boss is dead, is work optional now?
No.
No?
Damn it.
Oh, also, the New York Post reached out for a comment. I'd ask our PR team, but they quit.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Give me a second. How about, after the culmination of a very dark chapter in our company's history, we are prepared to move forward with dignity. No, too sanguine.
I mean, I think that's great.
No, we should hit them with the no further comment.
Okay. Done. You know, it's really cool how you've taken charge of this whole thing, Nancy. I heard a few people in the elevator talking about how you could be a really good pivot for the company.
A good pivot?
You know, if you got promoted to a leadership role in this whole shake-up.
I've never really thought about... No, I don't think...
Guys! Turn on the news!
Huh? What channel?
Any channel!
Oh my god.
Is that?
Look, it's Jenna!
Jenna?
Oh my god.
And Kendall?
My father was many things. A CEO. An entrepreneur. A vegan. However, there is one thing he was not. A murderer. Thank you, Kendall. During my time working under Ted, I never once suspected he was dangerous. Nor was he ever suicidal. In fact, it is our shared belief that Ted was not only framed, but executed in cold blood.
Well, that's enough of that. It's a really hard time right now, but we've got to keep team morale up. Jenna's clearly dealing with this in her own way, and that's her prerogative. But the rest of us, let's just focus on self-care for now. How about pizzas? We'll put them on the corporate card.
Oh my God, Jenna, why is the kid being...
Breaking news. Kendall Takahashi jumps to her death. What's that, Linda? In a turn of events, the body of Takahashi Technology Group employee Jenna Nickel has been found. Cause of death, likely a fatal case of being an idiot. Oh, if only.
One thing he was not. A murderer.
Damn it, Kendall! Nancy is so going to kill her.
Hey, you've reached Kendall. You know what to do.
Hey, Kendall! Just wanted to check in. I saw you on the news, and, I just want to make sure you're being careful, you know? You have to make sure you're being safe. You never know what kinds of people might be watching, and... Have you hired any security?
If you are satisfied with your message, press 1. Press 2 to re-record.
Hey, girl. Call me. God damn it!
There's only one way to make sure Nancy doesn't kill Kendall. One solution to the Nancy problem.
Takahashi Technology Group? Yeah, please hold. Takahashi Technology Group? Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, they're not. Yeah, just, please hold. Takahashi? No. One sec. I'll be right with you. Yeah, Takahashi? Oh, God, why do they keep ringing? Takahashi Technology Group? One second, please. Hold. What do we do? The Times just called and they want a quote.
We should probably ask the board. I don't know.
Nancy?
There's no time for that. I guess, let's just say, while we send our best wishes to Ms. Takahashi, we cannot substantiate her claims.
Okay. Takahashi Technology Group? Uh-huh. Please hold. CBS is on the line, Nancy? What should I say? What do we do?
Don't worry, I'll talk to them. Put out the fires. Do it all. If that's all right with everyone?
It's all right by me.
I don't know if anyone cares what I have to say, but I'm cool with it.
Me too.
Well, someone needs to do it.
Agreed. She seems competent.
As long as I don't have any extra work.
Chris from accounting here. You have my support.
I won't let you down, team. First things first, we talk to legal. I don't want to say anything that could come back to bite us.
I'll contact them now.
Next, we come up with a cohesive strategy to maximize the appearance of empathy for the situation while also snuffing out any hint of suspicion. Any hint of anything that could damage our reputation. Let's be honest. Kendall is going to be a real problem.
What if Nancy gets to her before I can? What if she... No. She works until dark. I'll leave the second the sun goes down, park myself outside Kendall's house, and wait.
Time is 7:02 p.m. Sun has set.
I think I'm gonna head out.
Same. It has been a day. Hey, anyone wanna get a drink?
Oh, I can't tonight. I have some urgent business to take care of.
Oh, God, I just love the way you talk. It's so dramatic. Laters.
Don't stay up working too late, Nancy.
Bye.
Come on, seriously. Just one drink. Come on, you know you want to.
And now, for the grand finale. Kendall Takahashi. I always knew he'd be a problem. But who would have guessed what a big problem you'd be? So valiant, your fight for the truth. Unfortunately, it will be a losing battle, but I do admire the heck out of you for it. Really. I wonder how it'll feel when you, gorgeous, rich, glamorous you, lose to...
Nancy.
Elle.
I know what you came here to do. And I won't let you. I can't.
You can't?
Just know, I don't want to do this. You made me feel something. For the first time in a long time. You were a big part of my life, you know? And... I'm angry. Really angry that it had to come to this. Because... You couldn't keep it in check. That darkness, that jealousy, the obsession. I just wish it had been different.
So what I'm getting from you is you're going to kill me, and you want me to feel bad about it.
That's not fair.
You're right. It's not. Back up a beat. You said you know what I came here to do. What did I come here to do? You think... what? That I came here to kill Kendall? Do you know how screwed I would be if Kendall Takahashi turned up dead right now?
What? Then why?
Why show up? 'Cause I knew you'd be here, silly.
Nancy, it's over. We're done.
Ray, you're done with me. That's why you came here to kill me, isn't it? I won't be offended. Just say it.
I came here to kill you because you are a monster.
Elle, you can't just throw me away like I'm nothing. Like I don't matter. I do. I'm your familiar. And more than that, I thought that no matter what we've been through, I thought I was your friend. No. No, you can't. You can't
kill
me. I don't want
to, but I have to. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Are you laughing?
I'm sorry. Let me repeat. You can't kill me. Remember the footage I got?
Footage?
This footage, to be specific.
Might I say, he looked good enough to eat.
That video outs you for what you are and where you are. I did some digging. Does the name Azra mean anything to you?
Nancy? How in the hell could you know that name?
You know me, I'm very thorough. So this person you're so afraid of, Azra, well, I've narrowed them down to a dozen or so IP addresses, so I guess I could just try my luck? Send the footage to all of them?
That footage goes nowhere.
That's up to you.
Nancy, I can't keep running.
See, I uploaded the video onto 3 separate hard drives hidden throughout the city. There's a randomized password only I know that has to be entered into my laptop that only unlocks with my fingerprint each and every day. Otherwise, that footage goes out to every police station in the state and your mysterious acquaintance.
You should have considered my ability to disappear.
The thing is, I did. Do you know that lovely acupuncturist? She's good, right? So good. I bet you didn't even feel a thing when she inserted the microchip.
The microchip?
Huh. Hey, you have such pretty skin. Stop clawing at it. You're never gonna find the chip.
You inserted a tracking device into my body? Nancy, there are people who have been tracking me for a long, long time. If they find out I'm chipped...
Cooperate, and they won't.
You can't do this. Kendall! She knows I'm a vampire. She knows her dad didn't kill Sid or himself.
I'll admit, Kendall's a problem. But it won't be that hard to discredit her, gaslight her, ruin her reputation, make her lose all her friends, lose her Instagram followers.
Nancy, this isn't you. This isn't who you are.
But it is. Thanks to you. And I mean that genuinely. Thank you. One true friend can change your whole life. Isn't that what they say? Elle, are you crying? Hey. I won't let anything bad happen to you. I'm not going to hurt you. I just want to keep you. This is not a bad thing, okay? This is a win-win. This means we get to spend every waking minute together. Well, if I want. This is our old relationship. Flipped. And how fun was that? Wait a sec. Are you my familiar now?
Huh? telling you, my dad didn't do it, and I'm going to prove it.
Look, Kenny, I know it's hard to accept, but you're gonna
No, this isn't some conspiracy theory. Jenna, my dad's employee, she says there's someone else in the company who did everything. And who knows what the hell I even saw, but Elle, she said...
What?
Look, Tanner, I know you think she's hot or whatever, but there's something really weird about her.
What did she say, exactly?
She said she's a vampire. And the weirdest part is, I kind of believe her.
You can't be serious.
I know it sounds insane, and I am kind of sloshed, but she can do things. Like, weird things.
Fine. Okay. I'll bite. Vampires don't show up on film, so... Have you taken any photos of her?
Yeah, that's the thing. See? Oh, she can't be a vampire then, right? There's just no way. I mean, vampires aren't real.
Would you mind sending that to me?
Oh, you're such a creep. Fine.
Nice. Thanks. Hey, I'm gonna take a smoke real quick. I'll be right back.
My work infiltrating the rich kids of Manhattan has finally paid off.
So, the rumors are true. Send proof. I'll have my holy water ready. It is time Elba paid for the sins of her past.
Yes, Azra.
The lives she's ruined. The souls she's condemned to damnation! Her wickedness thus prevailed through the ages. It all ends now. New York City. I'll see you soon.
How to Win Friends and Disappear People stars Leslie Grace as Elle, Sony Bringus as Nancy, with Katrina Bowden as Paulina, James Paxton as Sid, Rico Rodriguez as Louise, Mara Schuster-Lefkowitz as Jenna, Jessica Van as Kendall. Additional performances by Paul Guzman, Skylar Johnson, Bobby Miller, Doreen Calderon, David Toback, Cecily Williams, Matt Linton, Abigail Marlowe, Alex Bedria, Ashton Harold, Allison Sharp. Written and directed by Sophia Lopez. Executive produced by Sophia Lopez, Leslie Grace, Rob Herding, Michelle Zarati, Sandra Yi Ling, and Alexa Gabrielle Ramirez. Co-producer, Sheena Pinkney. Original music by Darren Johnson. Edited by Gabe Birch. Sound design by Christophe Classe. Mixed by Lamps Lempaginia. Audio engineering by Ryan Walsh, Sarah Ma, Ben Milchev, and David Tadashore. Additional editor, Neely Oftering. Supervising editor, Neely Oftering. Music editor, David Tadashore. Supervising mixer, Ben Milchev. Casting director, Andrea Bunker. Assistant director, Liz T. Miles. Script supervisor, Omar Berahona. Additional script supervisors, Carissa McQueen and Nick Robinson. Production coordinators, Tom Breck and Cassie Cormier. Head production assistant, Alex Buda. Production assistants, Nicholas G. Curl and Maddie Shapiro. Post coordinator, Emma Jacobson. Production legal, Christina Bulbrook and Lindsay Keel. Production accounting, Pin Chun Liu. Special thanks to Ashton Harold, Mara Schuster-Lefkowitz, and Lacey Buchanan. This podcast was recorded under a SAG-AFTRA collective bargaining agreement. How to Win Friends and Disappear People is a Q Code production. Sound recording copyright 2022 by Q Code Media, Inc.
Whether you're in a relationship, single, or recently heartbroken, you could be navigating some tough stuff. And it really can be challenging to do this on your own. We all need help when it comes to our relationships, very specifically. our love lives. I'm Jillian, and each week on my podcast, Jillian on Love, I share skills on how to strengthen our relationships, how to build a stronger sense of self, and how to heal heartbreak and choose better partners. Learn how to start making change today and search for Jillian on Love wherever you're listening now.
Are you ready for the ultimate Love Island experience? Join us on After the Island.
We're going back to where it all began, Fiji. Love Island USA Season 5 is making a splash on Peacock right now.
And guess what? Your favorite recap show is back too. Welcome to After the Island.
Join us as real-life besties and co-hosts, Elizabeth
and Alex,
as we deep dive into each sizzling episode of Love Island USA.
We'll spill the tea, interview contestants, answer fan questions, and give you unprecedented behind-the-scenes access to the wildly popular world of Love Island.
Don't miss a single moment of the drama, romance, and unforgettable island vibes. Listen to After the Island on any streaming platform.